14, authorize a grant agreement with African Youth and Community Organization in an amount not to exceed $30,000 to support the Standing Together Against Hate project.
Thank you. And again, this is another grant that's already been publicly vetted, but Mr. Walsh pulled this one as well. What would you like to tell us about it?
I'll just introduce myself again. Carrie Coe, staff with Portland United Against Hate, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement.
And my name is Soleiman Noor, Community Engagement Specialist at IECO. And I think I thank to you, all of the participants of this program, those have been done. And same thing for the City of Portland and the Mayor and the Commissioner. So I really appreciate you giving me opportunity to participate to the due process of the system.
Thank you very much. And colleagues, as you know, we have a large number of African immigrants in our community, and that's growing by the day. And this council has made the decision that it is very important for us to be able to work with and communicate with that community on a culturally specific basis. And this is one such grant that allows us to do that, as was the prior. Thank you. Mr. Walsh, you're up.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Once again, your constituents should not have to be research people. You should explain it to them. And if you can't explain it to them, you should get out of office. You shouldn't tell them, well, here's a link, or you can find it here, or we had a meeting and we decided to do it here. You didn't decide to do it there. Would you please clear up this? This is the authority. You approve here. People that send you stuff recommend it to you. Make that clear to your people that are watching this. It's fuzzy. You keep fuzzing it. It's like an old TV that you can't get the correct picture on. So when you say, I had meetings, and we had 180, and we had this, and we had that, the people that are watching this and your constituents don't know what the hell you're talking about. They're looking at you now, currently, and they're saying, wow, they're giving $17,000, $30,000, $50,000, and if I didn't object to these, they would never have heard it, because it was consent agenda. The reason that we keep bringing these up, and we will continue to bring them up, is we force you to talk about them. We force you to bring people in to explain it. If you don't know what it is, we would take your word if you could explain it, Mayor. You don't have to get staff in here. Just say, these are good people. We're giving them $17,000 to run their program. Cool. Bring them up. Let them accept it. That's what we're saying. We're not criticizing these people. These are great, noble people. We like them. Honor them. Don't do it underneath the table like you do the other stuff. Wait for the big stuff.
Okay.
And by the way,
your time is up, Mr. Walsh. Please call the roll.
My time is not up according to that. You constantly lie. Why do you do that?
Please call the roll.
Fritz. The purpose of pulling this was to get more attention on the actual issue. I want to point out that, again, there's an excellent attachment to A. This was discussed in the previous hearing. I think that many of the people that I see in the community are very capable of remembering from one hearing a few months ago to this one to understand what we're doing here. But this particular project is, I think, fantastic. The person hired by the African Youth and Community Organization will develop expertise as a community advocate, collaborating with others to develop protocols for gathering information, reporting, and developing an appropriate response to hateful acts. This person will be fluent in Somali and or Swahili. I think we have to remember that people are not always confident that contacting the government, especially in these times, is the right thing to do. And when people have come from other countries where that was definitely not the right thing to do, what they need to know is who's the person in the community that they can trust to go find out, is this something that can be reported? Is this something I can get help for without reporting it? And that's what this grant will do. So thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
So I have now explained four times to Mr. Walsh that these are items that have been previously heard in a public hearing. They have been discussed. They have been vetted. The people who have had to come back today as these items have been pulled have now testified again. So I will simply say this one more time so the people at home are very clear. You are incorrect. These have been publicly discussed. I can repeat it four times. But at the end of the day, I cannot comprehend it for you. I vote aye. It has been approved.
You lie.
I do not, sir. Next item.